由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us tonight.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你今天收听我们的节目。
We have been talking about the cross.
我们一直是讲紧有关十字架的信息的。
We have been talking about the meaning of the cross.
我们亦都有讲到十字架的意义。
And the necessity of the cross for salvation.
同埋我们讲到救恩是一定要有十字架的。
Today, I want to explain the cross in its historical context.
今天我要从历史的角度来去解释十字架。
If you have a Bible, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 14.
如果你的手上是有圣经的话，请你是翻开新约圣经路加福音22章14节的开头，是路加福音22章14节。
In this verse, Dr. Luke tells us,
在这一节的经文里面，路加医生要告诉我们，
There are at least three reasons why Jesus was eagerly wanting to have this last Passover meal with his disciples.
至少是有三个的理由，是解释为什么耶稣渴望和他的门徒共度最后一个的逾越节的。
First,
第一，
Because in Christ, the Passover had reached its end.
因为在基督里面，逾越节将要成为过去。
Secondly,
第二，
Because Christ wanted to prepare his disciples for the coming events of the next day.
因为基督要帮助他的门徒来面对第二日将要发生的事。
Thirdly,
第三，
Because Jesus wanted to establish this institution of the Lord's Supper for all time and eternity.
因为主耶稣要设立经常性并且是传到永恒的圣餐制度。
Let's start from the beginning again.
好，让我们从头再讲起。
First, in Christ's cross, the Passover reached its end.
首先呢，就是有了基督的十字架，逾越节就要到此为止了。
In Christ's cross, all animal sacrifice have found their true fulfillment.
有了基督的十字架，所有以动物献祭的功效都得以完全了。
In Christ's cross, the only blood that will wash away sin for good and forever is His blood alone.
唯有耶稣基督在十字架所流的宝血，才可以永远彻底地洗净我们的罪。
In the first Passover,
在第一个的逾越节，
Israel turned from being slaves in Egypt to being servants of the living God.
以色列人从在埃及为奴的地位转变成为永生神的仆人。
But in the last Passover,
但是在最后一个的逾越节，
slaves of sin become the sons and daughters of the living God.
罪的奴仆就更加变成了永生神的儿女。
In the first Passover,
在第一个的逾越节，
the blood of the lamb was sprinkled on the doorposts of the houses of God's people.
羔羊的血是洒在神的子民他们房屋的门楣上面的。
But in the last Passover,
但是在最后一个的逾越节，
the lamb of God sprinkled his own blood on the doorposts of the hearts of all those who trust in him.
神的羔羊将自己的血洒在那些相信他的人的心房的门楣上面的。
In the first Passover,
在第一个的逾越节，
The angel of death passed by and saw the blood on the doorposts, and they were saved from death.
灭命的天使经过的时候，看见门楣上面的血就会越过去，那户人家就可以保存性命了。
But in the last Passover,
但是在最后一个逾越节，
The angel of death will pass by those who are washed by the blood of the Lamb and cannot touch them.
灭命的天使会越过那些被羔羊的血所洗净的人，绝对不会伤害他们。
In the first Passover,
在第一个的逾越节，
God's people had to offer sacrifice whether they can afford it or not.
无论神的子民是否能够负担得起，他们都一定要献祭。
In the last Passover,
但是在最后一个的逾越节，
Jesus paid the price in full.
主耶稣为我们的罪付出了全部的代价。
Listen to what Jesus said.
请听主耶稣的说话。
I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
他说我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这个逾越节的筵席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这个筵席，直到成就在神的国里面。
The second reason why Jesus was eager to have this Passover meal with them was because he wanted to prepare them for his crucifixion.
耶稣渴望和他的门徒吃最后一个逾节晚餐，第二个的原因就是他要帮助他们去面对他将要被钉十字架的事。
Isn't that just like Jesus who cares?
耶稣就是这么关心别人的了。
He always gives us grace to bear what we are about to face before we face it.
在我们要面对困苦之前，耶稣时时都会先给我们足够的恩典。
We often think of ourselves.
我们很多时都只是关心自己的事。
We say, how is that going to affect me?
我们会说，这件事对我们有什么影响呢？
How is that going to impact my life?
这件事对我的生命会造成什么的冲击呢？
How is that going to hamper my comfort?
这件事会怎样妨碍我安逸舒适的日子呢？
How is that going to disturb my peace?
这件事会怎样打扰我的安宁呢？
How is that going to inconvenience me?
这件事会为我带来怎样的不方便呢？
But not Jesus.
但是主耶稣并不是这样想的。
He thinks of others first, even before we can think of ourselves.
他会先想到其他人，甚至在我们顾念自己之前，他就已经去顾念我们了。
Here he is, about to hang on the cross.
这个时候，他就快要上十字架了。
But his concerns were their fears.
但是他担心他的门徒会惧怕。
His concerns were their discouragement.
他担心他们会失望。
His concerns were their confusion.
他担心他们会感到迷茫。
Their concerns were their anxiety.
他担心他们会焦虑。
He said, I was eager to eat this last supper with you before I suffer.
他说，我很渴望在受苦之前和你们一起吃这一餐最后的晚餐。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully of what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，我要你留心听我将要话俾你听的事。
Jesus gives you enough light to see before any blinding pain comes your way.
在你被一些痛苦影响住、阻挡住你视线之前，主耶稣就已经俾你足够的亮光去睇清楚。
Jesus gives you enough strength to stand tall before any fear fills your heart.
在任何的恐惧充塞你的心之前，主耶稣就会给你足够的力量去站起来。
Jesus gives you enough courage to pass through the floods before any anxiety fills your life.
在任何的焦虑填满你的生命之前，主耶稣就已经给你足够的勇气去面对汹涌的波涛。
Jesus gives you enough assurance before you need it.
在你还未察觉到有需要之前，主耶稣就已经给你足够的保证了。
He comes to you and he comes to me and he says, I am eager to sup with you and you with me.
他来找你，也都来找我。他说，我渴望和你们共赴筵席。
The third reason why Jesus wanted to eat this last Passover meal with them was to establish this memorial for time and eternity.
耶稣非常渴望和门徒吃最后一顿的逾越节晚餐，第三个的原因呢，就是要设立一个永恒的、长久的纪念仪式。
There are some people who come to the Lord's Supper as pure habitual rituals.
有人会因为传统的洁净的仪式来守圣餐。
There are others who treat the Lord's Supper in a mystical and magical way.
有人会将圣餐看得很神秘，很不可思议。
There are some people who see it as an occasional service, something nice to do.
有人会将圣餐当作是一种偶然的崇拜仪式，守一下都是挺好的。
There are yet some others who see it as totally unnecessary.
亦都有人会觉得守圣餐是完全无关痛痒的。
But the Lord's intention of instituting this ordinance is that we may be reminded of the enormity of our sin and what cost God to save us from our sins.
但是主耶稣设立这项圣礼的目的是要提醒我们的罪有多大，而神为我们的罪所付出的代价又是多么沉重。
You can imagine the disciples after this day.
你可以想象一下在这一日之后门徒会是怎样的呢？
They would never be able to have another meal without remembering those words.
每逢他们吃晚餐的时候永远都不会忘记这些说话。
A friend tells a story of how when he was a young boy, he was growing up on a farm along a side dirt road.
有一个朋友讲了一个故事，他小的时候住在一个农庄，旁边有一条泥路。
And he said it was only on rare occasions that would an automobile pass by.
他说只是在很偶然的情况底下，才有汽车经过那里的。
But one day, as his younger brother was crossing the road on his brand new bike,
但是有一天，当他的弟弟踩着一架全新的脚踏车横过这条路的时候，
a car came roaring down in a nearby hill and struck the boy and killed him.
有一架车从没几远的山坡风驰下来，竟然将这个弟弟撞死了。
My friend tells later,When his father picked up this mangled and twisted bike, he heard him sob out aloud for the first time in his life.
后来我的朋友告诉我，当他的父亲执起这一架毁坏了、压扁了的脚踏车，就放声大哭。我的朋友从来没听过他的父亲喊得这么犀利的。
And then he continued.
他跟着就说了。
His father...carried that mangled bike and placed it in a barn in a spot that they seldom used.
他爸爸将那架毁坏了的脚踏车放在谷仓一个他们很少使用的角落里面。
His father's terrible sorrow eased with the passing of time, but for the rest of his life, whenever he saw that bike, tears streamed down his face.
随着时间的消逝，他爸爸的伤痛慢慢减轻了，但是在他有生之年，每一次看见那架的脚踏车都会泪如雨下的。
My friend said that since that experience, I have often prayed, Lord, keep the memory of your substitutionary death on the cross as fresh as that to me.
在那件事之后，我的朋友时时祈求神，他说每一次当我想到神你代替我们的罪死在十字架上面的时候，都让我有同样深刻的感受。
And every time that we participate at that memorial supper, our hearts must be stricken as if Jesus only went to the cross yesterday.
每一次当我们守圣餐的时候，我们的心都忧伤难过，就好像主耶稣是刚刚在昨天才被钉十字架的。
Never let communion be a service of mere formality or mere ritual or mere tradition.
我们永远都不要让守圣餐是流于形式，或者只不过是一种礼仪或者传统。
In that last Passover, Jesus said, Remember that my body was mingled and torn so that you may be made whole.
在最后的逾越节晚餐上面，主耶稣说要这样去纪念我的身体受到损伤和毁坏，为了是要叫你得以完全。
Remember that my blood was gushed out so that you will be cleansed and redeemed.
要纪念我所流出的宝血，为要叫你们罪得赦免，并且得着救赎。
Look at how the disciples reacted to his loving and caring explanation of the cross.
看看那些门徒，主耶稣向他们讲明了他在十字架上面所表达的爱和关切，但是这班门徒怎样对主耶稣呢？
Judas betrayed him.
犹大出卖主耶稣。
Peter denied him.
彼得亦都不承认主耶稣。
Thomas doubted him.
多马怀疑主耶稣。
And they all fled and ran away.
他们全部都落荒而逃。
And yet all of those who failed him and repented were fully restored.
但是所有得罪主而又悔改的，他们的生命都能够得到完全的重整。
Only Judas, who had guilt without repentance.
只有犹大知道有罪，却是不肯悔改。
Only Judas, who had conviction without confession.
只有犹大虽然受到良心的指责，但是却是不肯认罪。
Only Judas, who had remorse without surrender.
只有犹大虽然懊悔，却是不肯降服。
Only Judas became lost, but all of the others were restored because they repented.
只有犹大是失丧的，其他的门徒全部都得着生命的重整，因为他们认罪悔改。
Now some of you today may be feeling that you may have failed the Lord in your life.
现在可能有人会觉得在自己的生命里面曾经让主耶稣失望。
Or you may have failed your family.
又或者你曾经让你的家人失望。
Or you may have failed your friends.
或者你曾经让你的朋友失望。
Or you may have failed your spouse.
或者你曾经让你的配偶失望。
You may have failed your employer.
或者曾经让你的老板失望。
I am here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that God is ready to forgive you whenever you genuinely repent and are willing to be restored.
我凭着神话语的权柄告诉你，只要你真心认罪悔改，并且愿意得着生命的重整，神就会赦免你的罪。
Will you make this day to be a day of repentance?
今日你愿不愿意认罪悔改呢？
But I don't want you to miss the root cause of the disciples' failure.
但是你千祈不要忽略了当年门徒失败的根源。
I hope you can learn from it.
我希望你能够从中去学到一些功课。
The root cause of the disciples failing the Lord is to be found in Luke 22:24.
我们可以在路加福音22:24看到门徒失败的根源。
Let's look at it.
请一起翻开路加福音22:24。
A dispute arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest.
在这里门徒起了争论，他们在争论他们当中哪一个可以说是大的呢？
You see, the root cause of failure is self-centeredness.
你看，失败的根源就是自我中心了。
The root cause of heartache is wanting a crown without a cross.
导致心中伤痛的根源就是在于只要冠冕而不愿意背负十字架。
The root cause of pain is when you want success without paying the price.
痛苦的根源就是在于只是要得到成功，但是不愿意付出代价。
You remember in the very first message on the cross, I told you that the challenge of the cross in our generation is self-centeredness, and here in the scripture, you see it clearly.
你还记不记得我在十字架这个系列信息的第一课里面告诉你，对我们这个时代来讲，十字架的挑战就是自我中心。你可以从这段经文看得很清楚。
Jesus had just told the disciples all about the cross.
耶稣刚刚跟门徒讲有关于十字架的事。
And what were they thinking about?
但是他们在想什么呢？
Jockeying for position.
他们是要排挤其他人去谋取更加有利的位置。
Focusing on their own ambitions.
专注在自己的野心上面。
Pushing their own agenda.
谋求自己的心愿能够尽快实现。
Demanding attention.
争取其他人的注意力。
Angling to push their program.
不择手段地去推销自己的计划。
Now this is almost a caricature.
这个几乎就是一幅很讽刺的图画来的。
Which reminds me of a true story that happened in a company that was in deep financial trouble.
令我想起一个真实的故事，这个真实的故事呢，是跟一间陷入了经济危机的公司有关的。
The management got all the employees together to explain to them the situation.
公司的领导召集了所有的下属，向这一班的下属去解释公司的情况。
After the president and the senior vice president delineated to the employees how it is a matter of days before they will shut down the doors of the company.
总裁和副总裁指出，公司就快就要倒闭执笠了，而且会是在日内发生的事来的。
The room became filled with intense emotions, and finally the president asked if there are any questions.
间屋就充满了激动的情绪，最后总裁就问大家，还有没有什么问题呢？
One employee raised her hand and asked a question.
有一位的职员就举手问了，
Why doesn't the coffee catering wagon come to our office anymore?
为什么那架售卖零食的小货车不再来我们公司呢？
This is too sad to be funny.
当时的情况其实已经很差了，实在不是一个开玩笑的时间了，但是居然这个职员会问一个这么无聊的问题。
It is a similar type of situation here in the upper room in Luke 22:24.
但是在路加福音22章24节所记载的，当时在那间楼房里面所发生的事，几乎就是同样的情况。
Jesus had just finished speaking with deep pathos about his coming suffering.
主耶稣刚刚跟他班门徒语重心长地讲他将要受的苦难。
He had just told them why he became eager to eat the last Passover with them.
他刚刚跟他们讲为什么他这么渴望跟他们一起吃最后逾越节的晚餐。
And their argument was, who is going to be number one?
但是他班门徒却竟然在那个时候还在争论谁要做大。
Jesus had just instituted the greatest ordinance of all time and eternity, and their concern was, what about me?
主耶稣刚刚先至设立了永远的、长久的、最伟大的圣餐礼，但是这班门徒却是单单关心自己的事。
Have you ever asked yourself, how can Jesus put up with such immaturity and insults?
你可能曾经问过，主耶稣为什么能够容忍门徒这么不成熟，而且是对主有这么大的侮辱呢？
The same way he puts up with so much immaturity and insults from us today.
其实同样，他今日亦都是容忍着我们的不成熟同埋对他的侮辱。
Instead of focusing on the gospel, they complain and murmur and criticize and dwell on their selfish ambitions.
这班门徒一味在埋怨、在诉苦同埋论断，让自己陷在自私的野心里面，而没有专注在主的福音上面。
Just think with me for a minute.
请同我一起去想一想。
Here he is at the eve of his death.
这一刻正是主耶稣死亡的前夕。
Here he is at the eve of the day that will change the world.
这一刻正是他将要扭转整个世界的前夕。
Here he is at the eve of the day that will change the eternal destiny of millions of people.
这一刻正是他将要改变千万人永恒归宿的前夕。
And what they were arguing about?
但是这班门徒究竟在争论什么呢？
Self-prominence.
他们在高举自我。
Well, think of the condition of the church today.
我们想一想今天教会的情况。
It is riddled with political factions.
教会里面很多都充斥着结党纷争。
It is rife with political struggle.
有很多都有权力斗争的白热化。
It's flooded with egotistical immaturity.
弥漫住不成熟的自我主义。
It's cluttered with an agenda that is irrelevant to the gospel.
排满了和福音无关的工作和活动。
And it's filled with contrary teaching.
亦都充满了互相矛盾的教导。
All of this instead of caring for the lost, the gospel, and the preaching of it.
却是忽略了关心失丧灵魂和传福音的工作。
Just look around you.
试看看你的周围。
The world is getting into serious trouble and courting disaster.
这个世界正是面对种种严重的问题，而且危机四伏。
And the Christians are like this secretary who was complaining about the coffee wagon when the company was going down the drain.
基督徒就好像刚才举手讲话的那个职员一样，当公司面临倒闭的时候，他还在埋怨零食的小货车没来去兜售。
I pray that God will give you a passion for the gospel today.
我祈求神今日就赐你传福音的热诚。
Because the world is in the deepest moral crisis of its history, and yet Christians don't seem to care.
因为世界正是处于有史以来最严重的道德危机，但是基督徒却是漠不关心。
Millions of people around the world are dying every day and going to hell, and what are we doing?
每一日，全世界有好多的人死亡，堕入地狱，而我们究竟做紧啲乜嘢呢？
We are sidetracked by our selfish ambitions.
我们自顾不暇，我们忙着发展自己的野心。
We are sidetracked by trivia and superficiality.
我们被好多肤浅琐碎的事分心。
And Satan loves to get us sidetracked by our own wants and desires instead of the cause of Christ.
撒旦总是喜欢利用我们的需求和欲望来转移我们的注意力，以致我们忽略了主耶稣。
Satan loves to get us focused on the unimportant and the unnecessary instead of the cause of the gospel.
撒旦总是要误导我们去关心一些没必要的事，以致我们忽略了福音的需要。
Satan loves to get us detracted from what is lasting to what is passing.
撒旦总是要诱惑我们从永恒的价值转向过眼云烟。
Think with me just for a minute, our listening friend.
亲爱朋友，你想一想。
The disciples were scrambling about who was the greatest, and Jesus, who is the greatest of all, was about to be put on a mock trial and killed like a criminal.
主耶稣是至高者，就来要好像犯人咁被嘲弄、被审判、被处死，但是门徒竟然仲喺度争论边个要做大。
Can you not see the irony here?
你睇唔到系几咁荒谬嘅咩？
Listen to what Jesus said to them in Luke 22:27.
请听主耶稣喺路加福音22:27同佢哋所讲嘅嘢。佢话：是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大么？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
In effect, he is saying to them, true greatness is not in eloquent words.
事实上他要告诉他们，真正的伟大不是在于能言善辩。
True greatness is not in brilliant ideas.
真正的伟大不是出色的见解。
True greatness is not even those who sit at the table, but those who serve at the table.
真正的伟大甚至不是那些坐筵席的，而是那些在筵席上服侍别人的人。
I hear the Lord to be saying to you today,
我听见主今天跟你说，
I earnestly desire for you to serve me and my kingdom.
我很盼望你来侍奉我和我的国。
What will your response be?
你会怎样回答呢？
It is my prayer that your response would be, Here I am, send me, Lord.
我祈求神让你的回应是，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目再见。